Your vote counts.
With a sound system and folding tables set up at a major intersection in South Buffalo, volunteers are passing out t-shirts as they register people to vote. It's July of 2020, so all of the volunteers are masked, and Murray Holman, executive director of the Stop the Violence Coalition, is on the mic.
Wake up. We're all over the city registering people to vote. It's just that simple.
Holman is also one of the leaders of the anti-violence group, the Buffalo Peacemakers. And now he's a COVID-19 survivor, too.
Being a community activist and dealing with the issues of, you know, what happened with George, you know, Floyd and other people, and people just starting to protest. I was going out into the environment, you know, down to City Hall, all these places, and contracted the virus myself.
Holman, who's 56, says he was able to quarantine at home, and luckily he didn't pass the virus on to any of his immediate family. But he still knows plenty of other people, most of whom are Black, who also had the virus.
It had to be about 15 people that really came forward and said they were positive.
However, Holman says there's a stigma associated with COVID-19 in Buffalo's African American community. He suspects that he knows a lot more people who probably were or are sick, but who don't want to get tested or share the results.
You cannot keep this a secret. And there's a lot of people that's running around here right now that won't get tested because they're fearful that they might die or, you know, this is not a secret virus.
There are many reasons why the coronavirus pandemic has disproportionately impacted people of color, and Black people in particular, in New York State and across the country. Black people are less likely to have access to health care than white people, and more likely to have pre-existing health conditions that can make COVID-19 infections more severe. Black people are also more likely to work essential jobs, which puts Black workers and their families at greater risk for exposure. These disparities are evident when you look at the numbers and from the stark difference between talking to white people and Black people in Buffalo.
Well, I don't think anyone in the community didn't know someone or have direct relatives that were impacted.
Fadri Ansari is the religious leader at Masjid Numan, one of the oldest mosques in Buffalo. It's attended mostly by people of color, including new immigrants from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East.
Predominantly our community is historically African-American. But if you come to on Friday service now, it's starting to look more like Mecca. You know, it's just very, very diverse.
Ansari also leads a second diverse community as head coach of the men's basketball team at SUNY Buffalo State. Many of his players and Ansari himself are from New York City. So the virus hit very close to home.
One of my former players, he lost his mother to the COVID. And I had a player this year, grandmother contracted it. And, you know, high school teammates, I had lost a high school teammate. People I grew up with.
The news was so bad from New York back in March and April, Ansari says, that he almost didn't want to call home. At the same time, he was hearing about the challenges that his wife, Dr. Levon Ansari, was encountering as CEO of the Community Health Center of Buffalo, Inc.
They had to intervene because people were being turned away from the hospital. And that happens too with people of color. They don't have an advocate, they don't have anybody to really speak for them.
Ansari says the pandemic just revealed more kinds of the same systemic discrimination that he's seen all of his life.
You know, I have former players. I knew people who have been incarcerated, and it's the same thing. It's almost, I hate to put it, but it's institutionalized. You're in a prison. If you don't have visitors and they don't feel you got anybody really looking out for you, then you just get treated like nothing.
Race, he says, can sometimes be like a class status. Back at the voter registration drive, 61-year-old Willie Green of the Peacemakers is waving at every car that passes and hustling to hand paperwork through open windows. He's full of energy now, but says he had his own scare with the virus in late February.
I didn't understand the pain that I was in. I didn't understand why I couldn't put my sock on or my shoe on, or I couldn't lean my body from left to the right side. That is pain. I didn't even know I was on a ventilator for 2 days.
Green says it wasn't until May that an antibody test confirmed he'd had the virus. By July, COVID-19 had ravaged his community.
I've lost 14 people in my family to this virus. I've had 29 family members and friends that had this.
Black people don't have the highest number of COVID-19 deaths in Erie County, but they do have the highest death rate of any racial group, according to state data. Adjusted for age, Black Erie County residents have died at more than 3 times the rate of white residents. Holman says he sees something biblical in that kind of destruction.
I will remember this decade as very close to Revelations, close to a time that has already been
projected that we're going to have these epidemics and things like these. I'm seeing it. We living witnesses to some stuff here.
Ansari holds different religious beliefs, of course, but he agrees it's surreal to be living through such epic times. He also says that, like Islam or any faith, these are times that require discipline and unity on behalf of all humanity. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.